This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid opposition ruckus over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Minister of Statistics and Programme Implementation Rao Inderjeet Singh introduced the Indian Statistical Institute Bill 2026. The bill seeks to provide for a comprehensive statutory framework to the Indian Statistical Institute to excel as a globally recognised centre in statistical sciences and allied fields. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026. It aims to provide for law relating to evidence with respect to bankers' books and align it with contemporary digital banking practices. The opposition members came to the well demanding Union Home Minister Amit Shah's reply over the alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. The presiding officer urged the members to go back to their seats. As the pandemonium continued, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. over the same issue. When the upper house assembled at 11 a.m., Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan congratulated Team India for its outstanding performance at the Commonwealth Games held at Glasgow.
India secured an impressive fourth position in the Commonwealth Games medal tally, winning 39 medals overall. Scripted history by registering their best ever performance at the Commonwealth Para Games. The remarkable achievement has brought immense pride and honor to the nation and bear testimony to the growing excellence of Indian sportspersons.
Union Minister Sanjay Seth and an MP from Jharkhand has alleged serious irregularities in the recruitment process for the Jharkhand Public Service Commission examination, claiming that deserving candidates were denied selection while candidates with significantly lower marks were selected. Talking to Akashvani News, he criticised the Jharkhand government and said no state government representative had met the protesting students despite the ongoing situation. The counting of votes for the by-elections in three assembly constituencies is underway. In Bihar's Bankipur assembly constituency, Jan Suraj Party candidate Prashant Kishore is leading by 21,941 votes. In Gujarat's Manjalpur assembly constituency, BJP candidate Satyendra Bhai Patel is leading by 37,542 votes. In Madhya Pradesh's Datia assembly constituency, Congress Party candidate Ghanshyam Singh is leading by 1,786 votes. Polling for the three assembly constituencies was held on the 30th of last month. A Delhi court today acquitted former Wrestling Federation of India chief Brijbhushan Sharan Singh and co-accused Vinod Tomar in a sexual harassment case filed by women wrestlers. Additional Chief Judicial Magistrate Ashwini Pawar acquitted ex-BJP MP Brijbhushan and Vinod Tomar and former Wrestling Federation of India Assistant Secretary in the case. The court had reserved the order for today after completion of the final arguments in the case lodged by six women wrestlers. In Odisha, the flood situation is steadily improving with water receding in all major rivers and their tributaries, including the Mahanadi. The Hirakud Dam authorities have reduced flood water discharge after a decline in reservoir inflow. Pakistani armed forces' brutal attack on peaceful protesters continues in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Violent clashes were reported between protesters and security forces, with the Human Rights Council of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir alleging a significant rise in casualties. According to the Human Rights Group, over 80 people were killed in the firing on protesters by security forces. Negotiations between the United States and Iran are scheduled to take place today through intermediaries. Speaking to reporters on board Air Force One, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that discussion channels were active. He revealed that diplomatic engagements involving Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar and Iran led him to halt what was originally planned as a massive attack. President Trump further indicated that an agreement could be reached regarding the management of the Strait of Hormuz. And with that, we end this news bulletin.